ברוכים הבאים, שם השם. שוסטר שיבה שליטה, חוש לרבים, מהגונים, מרונם ורבונם ורבו ישאי. On behalf of the Talmidim of the Yeshiva here in Lakewood, we welcome the honor of your presence and we thank the Yeshiva for initiating this Choshele, beautiful Maimed. Perhaps I'll just share a small ha'ara to frame on a personal level my understanding and my hergeshim from the Maimed this evening. We read in the parasha today, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seineim, v'hine Mitzrayim v'yisei achereim, v'yiru mo'oid. And the Yidden were scared. V'yitz'aku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. And the Pesukim go on, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, V'siyatzvu ru es Yeshuas Hashem. And then, the Pesukim say, V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, Matitzok Eli Davro b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Zagrashi afanot, Ein lem elaliso, She'ein hayam oimed b'fneim, Kedai zchus avoseihem ve'eminu she'eminu bi v'yitzeu likroi lem hayom. I once heard a diak on the interesting lashon, She'ein hayam oimed b'fneim. So I heard a hesber as follows. If you picture it, the Yidden, Moshe Rabbeinu, Nachshon ben Aminadav, stood by the Yam. And they look in front of them, and they see a Yam. And they look in back, and they see the Mitzrayim. And as the Pasuk says, they were scared. Zok the Rabbeinu Shalom, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, be so. Go! She'ein hayam oimed b'fneihem. The pshat is that the Yidden and b'frat Nachshon ben Aminadav made a cheshbon. Vul geitmen. Megeitz har Sinai. Megeitz mekabel zayin the Torah. And when the Yid goes on a mission of Torah, zok the Rabbeinu Shalom, hay'ein hayam oimed b'fneihem. There's no mechitz in the world that could stop a yid when a yid will gain up a veg from Torah. And that's the Lashon Rashi that Rashi brings down over here. And that was the schus, and that was Nachshon ben Aminadav. And I'll tell you why I share with you this ha'ara. Because approximately 25 years ago, I came to the Mechina, where I had the schus to be 4 years in the Mechina and 2 years in the yeshiva. I remember at the time, there were all types of Talmidim coming to the yeshiva at that time. There were boys from Iran. There were boys from Russia. There were boys from all over America. More Madan, less Madan, more yeshivas, less yeshivish. But I'll tell you the following. There were people looking back 25 years that you would never thought. You would never thought they'd become the Yigiyim v'Toyra, the Masmidim, the Re'ashem, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Bnei Toyra, the Marbitzei Toyra. Never would have thought. And the yeshiva built these bachar. And the yeshiva built these yungalai. Because when we go on the veg from Toyra, it doesn't matter how far it looks, there's no mechitza that will be oimen in front of you. If you ask me how it was done, so of course it was the teaching of Torah. Of course it was the Keshev of the Talmidim from the Rebbeim. And of course it was the Shmuzim. But if you ask me ha'oila al-kulam was the Dug Machaya that we saw. Be it the Rosh Hashiva, be it the Rebbeim, the Yungalite, the Choshev Bochrim, we saw a Moravanya and the Yigiyah, the Torah and the Avos of Torah, She'en Kedugmose B'chol Olam. And that Dug Mechaya, that example, was Mashrish, and the Avos of Torah, and Bochrim, that stayed with them from ever and built them. Built them to be Talmid Chachamim, Yirei Hashem, and Oivdei Hashem. And if just a clean example, Mechilas Kvoidim of Rishusim, the two Chashim Rebbeim that are here, of Zalman Rebbe Yoah, I remember them as in the light. But I'll tell you, on a personal level, I remember the Friday afternoons, and I remember the Motzei Shabbosim, during the Seder, and the Yigiyah, and the Haravanya, and the Geshmak, and the Chaburas, and I myself had the opportunity to speak and learning with you. And that made a roshim, not just on me, but on many. And there's a yeshiva zatzal, of those gezein. And that's a Moridei Gezach. So for Shteitzach to come to Hazam Ayma together is a schus for us. And it's a tremendous opportunity for us to say our Koros HaTov. My friends, any words I would say, I would attempt to say under Shiva Shlita would not do justice, and therefore I will not attempt. But I will only say that it's a tremendous, tremendous kavod that the Shiva's Matriach to come and be mechabed us, and be mechazeg us, and teach us Torah and speak to us this evening. We ask the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita to please share with us some words of Torah.
Rishus, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Rabbonim, Talmidim. It's a pleasure to see all these familiar faces. Some are not so familiar anymore. It's been such a long time. Pleasure to meet everybody, to see everyone. Leading and learning, studying and learning. Nachas. When Baruch leaves Yeshiva, you think to yourself, what happened to him? But here you see that they went on to greater heights. And the light, Bochrin, growing, and they still had a keshe with the Yeshiva. You know, keshe, Yeshiva, Raya, they came tonight. They say, Amalek Talmud of Yeshiva. Someone once told me, Rabbi Goldman said, no such thing as Amalek Talmud. Talmud remains a Talmud forever. There's a Talmud. The Talmud was Kaine. A Keshe with Torah from his Rebbe, the Divrei Torah, or the Mibachutz, the Avasat Torah, the Kovarat Torah. That remains with him for a lifetime. It doesn't leave. But your kind of when you're younger remains more ingrained. And it's your kind of when you're older, the gifts of the young kids, the kovod ha'tera, the ba'avos ha'tera, the divrei ha'tera, the halach ha'tera, that remains forever. So that's, you remain a Talmud forever, a Talmud Yeshiva forever. This is Parsha, we have it. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Amalek came, when Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Moshe Yeshua, B'chav Lom HaNoshim, say Lohim B'Amalek. He told Yeshua to have B'chomu with Amalek. Why Dafki Yeshua? Yeshua is a Torah Shebal Peh. Yeshua ben Nun Nar, Yom Yishu Techorel, that's Torah Shebal Peh. To fight Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu had to have the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Not Koyach of Mitzvah, but Torah Shebal Peh. Wasn't his own Koyach, wasn't enough. He needed the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Why is it necessary Torah Shebal Peh? Amalek, you say from so I'm bringing from Arizal is the Loshon Melike. Melike is Mafri, the Roish from the Guf. They had Givaldi Gishitis, but they don't carry out the Maise. That's the Roish has nothing to do with the Guf. Molik says, so what you know to be true is not the Gale of Maisa. You don't have to live with it. There's a Posik in Mishle, it's a great stake Pesach Yarim. So Chazal say, Let's talk is Amalek. Leitzonus. Leitzonus is Amalek. Leitzonus is the clear that what I know doesn't really matter. Well, it's true, the boss is. I'm going to have to live with it. I'm going to have to carry it out. That Yetzer, the tomb of Leitzonus is the tomb of Amalek. And the Teresh of Alpeh is the way that you take Teresh of Iksav and you carry it out in Maisa. Teresh of Alpeh is the Maisa of Teresh of Iksav. The Gaon says in Shir HaShirim that Teresh of Iksav is like Shomayim and Teresh of Alpeh is like Oretz. It means the Shomayim, the Kerech of Ashpoh is by Shomayim, and it comes out of Maisa into the Oretz. Teresh of Iksav is how to bring about the Teresh of Iksav into this world. That's the Kerech. So Amalek didn't want us to be mekabel the Torah. That's why Vayavah Amalek Vayilochem Yisrael Vayifidim. They wanted to stop us from Torah. We had a munah by Amir Bashem and Moshe Abdel, but now we're coming to be mekabel the Torah. So we should carry it out l'maisa, that amunah l'maisa, and the poel. So without Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't carry it out the poel. Just again, it would be ideas without knowing how to carry it out into this world, without bringing the Shemayim into the Oretz. Moshe Rabbeinu with his Koyach, together with the Koyach of Yeshua, had to be Nilcham with Amalek. It's Koyach of Amalek. It says, Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, Nechomer Hashem B'Amalek Nidor Dor. So Chazal say, Ein Shnoi Shalim Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, it says Keis, it doesn't say Kise. It says Ko, it doesn't say Yud Kei Vov Kei. So Chazal say, Ein Shmoi Shalim, Ein Kisei Shalim, Ein Shmoi Shalim, Ad Shemoch Yizahar Shal Amalek. Kisei Hashem is the place where Melech sits. He gives out the royals and his money to the Am. So the Kisei is not Sholim. It can't be money to Am. And he's Shmoi Sholim. And the Shmoi Sholim's name is not Sholim. It's not Yudkei Bofkei. Without the Fiyah Zahar Shem Amalek. It means like this. The Kohen says in Shir HaShirim that Yudkei Bofkei, the Bofkei, the Vov is Mitzvah Saseh and the Hey is Mitzvah Loitaseh. So Yudkei Vovkei means the Ribbono Shel Olam is Borei Shemayim, created everything, called Hashem Tzur Yomi, but it's not carried out to doing mitzvahs. There's no Vovkei. So as long as Amalek is around, Yudkei Vovkei is a Borei Olam. You can believe it's a Borei Olam, but you don't carry it out into the Maaseh. There's no Vovkei. Yoda and Mele, the Kisida, the Keshev of the world of the world, is Hanhog of the world, is also Chosim, is also not Shalom. So, why? Because he felt, Vov Kei, it says in Ribbono Shel Olam, when he sent us into Golus, he gave us a Mashkin, that will be played to us. The Mashkin, the two letters of his name, the Vov Kei is given over to us. And since we can't keep mitzvahs completely in Golus, so the Russian has to redeem us. In order that Hashem should be shown. In order there should be a Vov Kei, the places for Hashem should be complete, they should be Torah. We have to go out of Golus, because in Golus we can't keep most of the Torah, not Shaykh in Golus. So Yod Al Keis Ko, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hanhogeh and Gili into the world is not showing without Amalek, because Amalek stops us from carrying out the Emunah into the Maaseh, living according to Torah. And Torah Shel Iksav is not enough for that, only Torah Shel Baal Peh. That's the Koyach of Torah Shel Baal Peh, That's why the Iker Mesilas Nefesh of someone has to be from the Torah Shebal Peh. Kiyum HaKlal Yisrael of Torah Shebal Peh. And Yivi Yetzer Hara, which is Mevato, it tries to be Mevato, Am Yisrael, it always be Iker Torah Shebal Peh. The Iker, the Talmid HaChomim, the Iker, make a world where it should be hard to learn. The Gaon says, it's too Mishomim of the Yetzer Hara, because emotional sometimes it's a Nochosh, and sometimes it's a Tanya. Tanya Shibayam. The Gaon says, Nochosh is all the Yetzer Hara, every Yetzer Hara that there is. But Tanya is a special Yetzer Hara which is made to be Mevato people to learn to. Mishomim made a special Yetzer Hara to stop people from learning to. So to sit and learn, to be mamshir and learn Torah, there's always reasons, there's always things in that sad. To stop a person from learning Torah, Nisyenis, stop a person from learning Torah. Amar says that the Yetzirah is always of everybody else, the Hulafin is Gara, the Talmid HaChomim, it makes Talmid HaChomim, the Yer HaVeres. Because once Yetzirah chaps Talmid HaChomim, once he chaps the Torah Shebal Peh of Klal Yisrael, then he wins. Then he has no tekuma against the Yetzer Hara, because that's the sort of everything. The Torah Shebal Peh, which is mashlim, Hashem Yudkei Vovkei, which is mashlim, the Kavonas Abriye, is the Torah Shebal Peh, and only in Torah Shebal Peh do we find Hatzlocha, does Klal Yisrael find Hatzlocha. Anywhere where the Torah Shebal Peh is schwacher, opgeschwach, Yiddishkeit gets opgeschwach. You see in America, they make kollelim in different cities. People sat and learned. They didn't go out to be mashpia. Now they have community kollelim. But most of the places they originally made were just kollelim. People sat and learned in Los Angeles. They came and they sat and learned and nothing else. And that was mashpia to make a mapecha in the whole city. In Los Angeles, became a Yiddish shtot because of the kollel, all the rabbonim, the mechanchim, and everything. The kashrus is all because of the kollel. But not just because they produced rabbonim, they produced klei kodesh, but because the standard, the whole city changes when the Talmid HaChomim there running to. So we have to do whatever we can. Baruch Hashem, the city is here, and Yisrael, they could. It's a Yira Torah. It's a place where it's easy to learn Torah, where it's Talmid HaChomim that you can grow with, that you can ask, that you can look up as models. So you should use every Mesilas Nefesh not to give in to the Nisyenis, not learning Torah. Because there's many, I'm saying it's a special tummy, especially it's all the stuff person from learning. It's all the bifin, sometimes it's all is inside, you don't have a cheshek, it's your ambition, sometimes the it's all the mibachutz, panose, other things, social pressure, for different reasons. But the Yetzirah lays a chavek on the Talmid HaChom, those who are learning Torah Shebal Peh, because the Iker of Klal Yisrael is Torah Shebal Peh. When there's no Torah Shebal Peh, there's no Klal Yisrael. Just like I said that when there's a kollel, the city flourishes, the people are sitting and learning, without being mashpia, just sitting and learning. So it's for Kert Chas V'Shalom, where there's no Torah, the community goes down. In Italy, at the time, it was full of Torah, full of Mabitze Torah, the Paitonim, G'dele Torah, and all of a sudden, because of a certain mindset, because of the Black Plague, they had to leave. The yeshivas moved from Italy immediately, within 50 years. The whole community was broken. The Ramah, the standard of the learning was broken. And whatever Torah there is in America, it's because the yeshivas that were here first of Mary Soul was the first yeshiva in America. And this is Litvish yeshiva. And then Lakewood, which became such a gigantic numbers, gigantic yeshiva. And these are the kliches which brought Torah to America. The reason why we can't recognize America compared to what it was 50 years ago, 70 years ago, I mean, there's a war. It's like, it's not sure how to compare it. The reason is because there's Talmid Chacham, the people sitting and learning. You should continue your Mesiras Nefesh to sit and learn. Remember that this is the key of the Kali Zohar. This is what fights against Amalek. It fights against Amalek Mibachutz, the Emes Amalek, that doesn't want to destroy us. And it fights against Amalek, the Kaya Chatuna, who wants to destroy us, wants to make Amalek cut off our head from our body. We should be able to express the ideas of Torah into the Maisa. It's only Torah Shabbat. In your stage, Baruch Hashem, you're only Muslim married, Muslim and the like. You have to remember that your tafkid is to carry on Torah to the next generation, teach others Torah. And for that, you have to, it's a different type of learning. It's learning as a bocher, and it's learning as a young man. Learning as a bocher is learning how to learn. And learning as a young man is learning to learn, for the sake of learning. It's a shmaitza li b'hilchase, b'iru ha-boche, b'iru l'inyoni, not just a superficial ha-boche, but a lomdish ha-boche, understanding the gedolim of everything, but learning, not in order to say, Shibatera, like a bocher does, but learning in order to be in the bar of the sugi, to know what Amita Shatur, that should be the type of learning a human man does. That should be it. Many times I met people learning a Kodal until 40, they're 40 years old, they never got out of the stage of being a bocher. They never knew anything clear, they never chazed what they learned. They were still interested in saying Shibatera, that's wrong. Torah has to be, when you get older, married already. There has to be a biru haloche, biru the sugya tumoi. Again, not superficially, but knowing the zachi, knowing everything you need it, with the abdores, with the wonders of the sugya, but knowing the maisa what to do to be able to immerse the Torah to another generation. Torah Shabbat Peh is a Yeshua. The Yeshua is immerse the Torah. Yeshua in Vim. You have to look at yourselves like Moshe Torah to Am Yisrael. You cover the Torah, you cover to your Rabbanim, and you have to give it over to your Talmidim, Baruch Hashem. Shol Bizeche, become Mabitze Torah, Katshe Shem Shemayim, and everything that you do, you should be covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, covered to Am Yisrael, covered to the Torah, everything that you do, and you should have parnosa, and everything that you need, shalom, nachas, and everything should save you from the Yetzer Hara, which tells you, stop learning basic and other things, everything should give you everything that you need, you have the mamshik in Torah, to grow, the gedolei Torah, abitzei Torah, and everything should be zeh for that. But we should die to all our tzores, and we should be zeichet to be as good tzedek and hail.